You're listening to the Matt Clark Report. Matt Clark Report. Conservative talk for real patriots, because freedom is on the ballot. Here's your host, Matt Clark.
Good afternoon, patriots. Welcome to another episode of Matt Clark Report. We're broadcasting live from New York. Thank you so much for joining me every day, 12 p.m. right here on Patriot News, where we bring you what the mainstream media is not going to discuss, where we call out the hypocrisy of the left, the lies that Joe Biden continues to spew on a daily basis. We caught him red-handed once again yesterday, lie after lie after lie. It's impossible to even keep up with this guy anymore. But it's not just a Joe Biden issue. It's a Democrat issue. We caught Tim Ryan, who held a debate last night during the Fox Town Hall, lined straight to the audience's face while going up against J.D. Vance. We'll show you a clip of that. We'll also play you a few clips of Carrie Lake dominating her race, straight up calling out the 2020 presidential election. And she does not care, and it's not hurting her campaign. It's actually helping her. Carrie Lake is probably the only politician, or at least candidate, out there on the campaign trail who is not afraid to question the 2020 election, where everybody else in the Republican Party has been hush-hush about it because they're scared to death to be painted as right-wing lunatics. Carrie Lake doesn't care. She's going in for the jugular, and it's actually helping out her campaign. The Democrats are trying to brainwash their voters, paint Carrie Lake out to be a crazy lunatic election denier, but it's just not working anymore. We're going to start the show off today with Biden lie number one. Yesterday, Biden was holding an event. He's out there on the campaign trail, working overtime, trying to save the Democrats from what is looking to be a catastrophic and monumental loss, both in the House and the Senate, as we are only just 6 days away from the midterm elections. We'll get into what Real Clear Politics is projecting to be a four-seat Senate pickup across Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and we'll get into the other one in just a second. But right now, let's take a look at the lies that Joe Biden continues to spew. Biden said inflation is a worldwide problem right now because of a war in Iraq. First of all, Joe, it's Ukraine, not Iraq.
Inflation is a worldwide problem right now because of a war in Iraq and the impact on oil and what Russia's doing. I mean, excuse me, the war in Ukraine. And thinking of Iraq because that's where my son died. But the point is.
Wait a second, Joe. First of all, there is no war in Iraq. It's Ukraine. At least he caught himself when he realized, Jesus, I'm not even in the right continent, let alone a country here. But then he said his son died in Iraq. He said, that's why I'm thinking of Iraq, because my son died there. Joe, your son didn't die in Iraq. He actually died in Maryland because of a recurrence of brain cancer. Bo Biden, on May 20th, 2015, after coming back from Iraq several months or years later, was admitted to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Maryland, and because of a brain recurrence. He died there 10 days later on May 30th, 2015, at the age of 46. So that was the first lie that Biden told. Now, albeit Biden did actually catch himself a few minutes later, and he said, wait a second, my son didn't die in Iraq. I was thinking about, well, anyway, the reason he had to go back is because Joe Biden realizes, oh, shoot, I'm going to be on every blooper reel in about 5 seconds from that fraudulent lie. So then Joe Biden goes on and lies again when he tells everybody that he actually met the man who invented insulin.
How many of you know somebody with diabetes needs insulin? Well, guess what? And when Debbie and I passed this law, it included everybody, not just seniors. And so what happened was we said, okay, you know how much it costs to make that insulin drug for diabetes? Cost. It was invented by a man who did not patent it because he wanted it available for everyone. I spoke to him. Okay.
You know, Joe Biden, just at the end of that clip, if you didn't hear, said, I spoke to him. The problem is, insulin was invented in 1921 by John McLeod, who died in 1935. Biden was actually born in 1942. Joe Biden is either the worst liar on planet Earth, or he's really losing his mind. I mean, we know the deal with his mental health. We know he is on rapid cognitive decline. We know he has dementia off the record, although nobody will admit that it's actually the case. But the lies are getting worse, and we call him out and catch him out daily, every single day. It's almost to the point where our audience, our followers over on Patriot One News, don't even really laugh at anymore. It was never a laughing matter in the first place, but now it's to the point where it's almost expected that you're going to hear a blatant lie out of Joe Biden on a daily basis. And why wouldn't that be the case? The man has been in politics for now 48 years. He lied his way all the way up to the presidency. And Joe Biden has been an absolute disgrace. He's never really gotten anything done. He steals Donald Trump's policies when he realizes his own are failures, and then he takes credit for what Donald Trump already put in place or started turning the wheels on. So Joe Biden is a notorious liar. He takes credit for everything that everybody else does, claims it as his own, and then fools Democrat voters. Well, I think Joe Biden's days of lies are slowly coming to an end because he's losing the black community. He's losing the Hispanic community. He's losing the moderate Democrats. The only people who are really hanging on to Joe Biden and his disastrous policies is Charlie Crist down in Florida. Crist is losing so bad down there. His campaign is in such dire straits. He seems to be the only one who wants anything to do with Joe Biden. Every other Democrat has jumped ship. Tim Ryan joined the lie bandwagon. Tim Ryan, Democrat in Ohio, who's going up against J.D. Vance. Trump-backed J.D. Vance had a lie of his own last night during the Fox News town hall. Let's listen.
Funding for the border wall, you voted against funding for drug enforcement, and you called for defunding ICE. Why?
So real quick, before Tim Ryan lies, this kid just got up and asked J.D. Vance, hey, why did you call for defunding all this stuff? Why did you call to defund ICE? You said you wanted to defund ICE. Here's Tim Ryan's answer.
I absolutely never called for defunding ICE. Not one time. Not one time. Now, you could laugh all you want. Not one time. Okay? Never. And I have voted to increase funding for border security. I think we need more border patrol, not less. I have a resolution in the House.
So the problem with that statement is Tim Ryan absolutely did call to defund ICE. I mean, all you have to do is run a simple Google search. It's not like I have a team of fact checkers furiously Google searching on a daily basis. It takes a whole 5 seconds for us to punch in, did Tim Ryan defund ICE? And there you go. You have your answer. In 2019, when Ryan ran for president, he pledged to reduce ICE's detention budget by 75%, according to the Daily Wire. We fact check it. We pulled up the Daily Wire article, and there it is for the world to see. Tim Ryan pledged in 2019 to defund ICE, supported citizenship for millions of illegal immigrants. Halfway down the article, it's very clear Ryan also took the ACLU pledge, committing to reducing the size of the immigration detention system by at least 75%, including by cutting ICE's detention budget and ending the detention of asylum seekers. Over the course of his Senate campaign, Ryan has called for better security at the porous U.S.-Mexico border. So Tim Ryan absolutely did call to defund ICE. How do you sit there and just look the audience in the eye with such confidence? I mean, he really nailed that lie. I wouldn't have thought to even fact check until I started seeing it all over Twitter. And I thought, wait a second, let's dig into this. But this is what they do. They steamroll their voters with lies, knowing most of their Democrat voters aren't going to look up whether what they just said is true or not. Thank God for the conservatives who are avid researchers and just sit there and wait for the moment to call out a Democrat and publish these lies for the world to see on a daily basis, several times a day. Otherwise, we would never even know it happened. So it's not surprising to me that now we're seeing more Supreme Court judges, more lawyers, more Secretary of State across the country now coming forward and saying, okay, the gig's up. We're going to have to start siding with the Constitution again, which is what just happened in Pennsylvania. For those of you who don't know, in Pennsylvania, a Pennsylvania court has now said, because we have all these mail-in ballot issues, we know mail-in ballots across the country is a very, very big deal. It's something that's on everybody's mind. Democrats are notorious for abusing their statewide constitutional laws, for changing the laws, as we saw leading up to the 2020 election. But Pennsylvania has said, nope, not going to happen. Pennsylvania court, ballots in undated envelopes are not going to count. Huge win in Pennsylvania. This is a big win. And when I read a headline this, I sit there and I wonder, why was this even an issue in the first place? Like, why did we need a Pennsylvania court to even rule on this? Isn't it obvious that if you don't date a mail-in ballot, that it shouldn't count? Well, not in Pennsylvania, because in Pennsylvania, they were trying to sneak in undated ballots. Well, until a Pennsylvania court put a stop to it. So now we're not going to let Pennsylvania count and count and count for days, weeks, God knows how long, after November 8th. Personally, I want to see a tally on the day. These ballots should be counted. So when we close the polls on November 8th, in 6 days from now, we know who won Pennsylvania. We know who wins Arizona. We know who wins Nevada. New Hampshire is now a very key battleground state. Real Clear Politics has projected that the GOP wins by four states, up a state from yesterday's three-state win, New Hampshire being that fourth state. But we don't want this election to drag on and on and on, because that's when the cheating starts. We just saw Biden lie number one, Biden lie number two, Tim Ryan lie number one. So, yeah, I can't help but to sit here and think that what else are they going to lie about? Well, mail-in ballots are absolutely a situation where we need to keep a very close eye on. Pennsylvania, thank God, has officially ruled that you cannot count votes from mail-in or absentee ballots that lack accurate handwritten dates on their return envelopes. The state Supreme Court ruled unanimously Tuesday, a week before the tabulation will begin in races for governor, the U.S. Senate, and the state legislation, all next Tuesday on November 8th. So the court directed county boards of elections to segregate and preserve those ballots. So they're not going to be counted. We're going to segregate them. We're going to preserve them. They're not going to shred them, but they're going to put them aside, which is good. Because now we can see how many people try to sneak in these undated ballots instead of just, oh, well, yeah, we got rid of them. Well, no, how many did we get rid of? How big was the attempt of fraud? The court directed them to be put aside. The justices split 3-3 on whether making the envelope dates mandatory under the state law would violate provisions of the U.S. Civil Rights Act of 1964. So they're not allowed to accept mail-in ballots that do not have dates on them. And I hope this now sets a precedent for the rest of the country to say, you know what? Cut the BS. Cut the nonsense. All right, enough. COVID is over. There's no reason that anybody can't get to the polls. The one thing I do like about what the Democrats are trying to do to make it more fair. I'm all for fair. I'm against cheating. So we have to watch the sneaky Dems and make sure they're not treading on a fine line of fair slash cheating. But the one thing I do like, what the Democrats tried to do is make it a national holiday so everybody can get to the polls. That I absolutely agree with. I don't think any employer should deny any American's right to get to the poll, at least on election day. That is something I'd really like to see. I'd like to see a federal policy that mandates or that says an employer cannot deny an employee's right to take off work on the day of election day to go vote. And I don't think they should penalize or get time off or suffer financially because of that. So that's something I would like to see. That way we can stop with the mail-in ballot excuses. We can say, wait a second, you don't need a mail-in your ballot. We're giving you the day off. You get to go to the polls. Sorry, you got to wait in line for 7 hours, whatever. Okay, either then go do early voting. I don't mind early voting. I like the fact that we can actually go to the polls early. Go to the polls, though. And I will not, because I'm just, you know, I'm a very traditional conservative. I actually like to go on election day. It's just my thing. But we all have our own schedule. I get that not everybody can be there early. I get that not everybody could be there on the day. So I like the options. Mail-in ballots, I wouldn't be sad if we burn the entire concept down to the ground. There's no more emergency. There's no reason why anybody needs to mail in their ballot. We already allow excuses for out-of-country military officials or members of the military. We already allow situations for people who are too sick to get to the polls in person. That's it. That's as far as it should go. If you have a sniffle, tough. Deal with it. Pop some freaking aspirin and get to the polls. But we can't keep dragging this thing out. Ronna McDaniel weighed in on the Pennsylvania situation. Ronna McDaniel is the head of the Republican National Committee. She called it a massive win for election integrity in Pennsylvania. Republicans went to court. Now Democrats have to follow the law. That's all we're asking them to do. We're not trying to change the law. We're not trying to pull one over on the Democrats. We're just asking that they follow the damn law. It's very simple. Follow the law. Again, they changed laws throughout COVID. They snuck in their own little amendments and altercations, which totally violated statewide constitutions, which is why Trump lost. And we could sit here and talk election fraud till we're blue in the face, and we could debate on what's actual theory and what's opinion and what's conspiracy and what's hearsay. But the fact of the matter is, if we didn't change a lot of these statewide laws leading up to the presidential election back in 2020, there's a very good chance Donald Trump would be president today. We'd have a strong economy. We'd have low inflation. And we wouldn't be having all of these issues at the border that we're now facing. So Pennsylvania is putting a stop to it. Arizona is also putting a stop to it. Arizona has said that they are going to allow anybody who wants to monitor a ballot box to do so. Of course, the Democrats said, no, we're not going to allow these groups to monitor the ballot boxes. Why not? Well, the judge actually ruled in favor of the groups who want to do their own little investigations as to keeping the mail-in ballot boxes secure. A federal judge, according to Town Hall, declined to block a group from monitoring Arizona ballot drop boxes. Huge win is it in Arizona. So a federal judge this past Friday rejected a request to bar a group that wants to observe ballot box locations and in the Arizona county from doing so, ruling that it would infringe on core constitutional rights. Absolutely, it does. We're very nervous. We are on edge as Republicans. We are sick of the games. We are sick of the cheating. We are sick of rewriting or constantly attacking the Constitution. We're sick to death of defending it. We will at all costs, but we're just getting tired of it. So it's good to see Pennsylvania courts ruling in favor of upholding the law. It's good to see Arizona judges now saying you can't block these people from wanting to keep guard of a ballot box. Now, they can't intimidate you. They probably can't even approach you or talk to you. That's illegal. You can't intimidate people at the polls. But if you have a group sitting across the street watching that box with the camera, they're just reporting. Freedom of speech, First Amendment right. We're allowed to report. We can get a cell phone out. We can get video surveillance on those mail-in boxes. And there's not a damn thing that anybody can do. And an Arizona judge on Friday just confirmed that. U.S. District Judge Michael Liberti ruled against the motion from the Arizona Alliance for Retired Americans, which works to educate and mobilize senior citizens to engage in activism and voting, which encourages Latinos to vote and be politically engaged. So the group argued, that members of the group that want to monitor the boxes would intimidate voters. So this was their argument. They're saying, so this group, these activists called Clean Elections USA, funny they call their name Clean Elections USA when they're probably the most corrupt side when it comes to voting. They argued that watching the ballot boxes would intimidate voters, okay? Which we just discussed a minute ago, that you cannot intimidate. But I can watch from afar. I can record what's going on. If I see somebody coming up and tampering with that ballot box, if I see somebody dump in 100 ballots into one box, I can record that. That's my prerogative. Well, this group doesn't want us to do that. This group claims it's against the rules and that they're going to intimidate voters. And they suggested that we violated the Voting Rights Act and the Ku Klux Klan Act. So you got this Liberti guy, this judge in Arizona who was appointed by former President Trump, ruled that Voto Latino did not have a standing to bring the lawsuit. So they're not even going to hear the case. It's a done deal. Dead in the water. The text of the Voting Rights Act states that no one can intimidate, threaten, or coerce. Fair enough. Or attempt to for anyone voting or trying to vote. But Liberti said in his ruling that any definition of intimidation needs to account for constitutional rights. Okay, I get it, is what he's saying. You can't intimidate, but we still got to factor in constitutional rights here. And that the intended conduct from the organization is protected under the First Amendment. So huge win in Arizona. And we need more states to do this. We need to see more states come out and follow the likes of Pennsylvania, follow the likes of Arizona. And I'm glad Pennsylvania did that, because just a few days ago, Pennsylvania was already trying it on with the delays, the freaking delays, always in battleground states. There's never a delay in a gimme state. It's always the battleground states. We saw it with Oz in the primary. Pennsylvania's already making excuses. PA Secretary of State already making excuses for delays, which is why I'm glad the Pennsylvania court just said, no, we're not going down this route. Forget this nonsense. Okay? You guys can't have undated ballots, because it's going to delay it even more. The PA Secretary of State, acting secretary, on Monday, Lee Chapman, her name is, revealed that there will be likely delays in posting the results from the state's midterm elections. Why? Why are there going to be results? You've had 2 years to get your act together with the mail-in ballots. You've had since the primary election to get your act together. I mean, I think they called it for Oz in the primary a week late. Did you not learn anything from how disastrous you guys held your own primary? So what's going on here in these battleground states that they just can't get their act together? Or is there something fishy going on that we're not really being made aware of? So the acting Secretary of State in Pennsylvania, Lee Chapman, said there's going to be likely delays. Why? She said, we're still weeks away. This was last Monday. We're still weeks away from the November 8th. Pennsylvania's already making excuses. She said, it's really important for us to get accurate information about the election process in Pennsylvania. Obviously. So, quote, so voters and the public know that when there are delays in counting, it doesn't mean there's anything nefarious happening. It's just what the law is in Pennsylvania. No, the law in Pennsylvania is you have those ballots counted in time for election day. And now the Pennsylvania court just came in and said, by the way, no undated nonsense. So it's really good to see that these judges are on top of everybody, because we didn't see this in the primaries. But all of a sudden, you got Pennsylvania, Arizona. We know Florida's on top of it. And other GOP states saying, enough of the nonsense. Get this stuff counted in time. Going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Are you worried about the effects that higher inflation rates will have on your investments? Are you trying to secure your retirement savings against losses, but you notice that inflation is a hot topic these days? But how dangerous are low inflation rates on your retirement savings? An inflation rate of 2% may not seem like much, but it means that prices will just about quintuple over the lifetime of the average American. And 4% average inflation rate means that something that costs $1 when they're born will cost $23 when they die. That demonstrates the danger of even low inflation rates. So when it comes to gold and inflation rates, many investors want to know whether inflation rates have an effect on gold prices. What history indicates is that over the long term, increased inflation should lead to correspondingly higher gold prices. From September 1971 to August 2020, gold grew 7.5 times as much as inflation. Not only can an investment in physical gold help protect your assets against the damage done by inflation, it can also help grow the value of your retirement portfolio over the long term. If you're looking to protect your retirement assets, why wait until stock markets crash and gold begins to rise in price?
Welcome back to the show. We spent the first segment going through a big win in Pennsylvania, a big win in Arizona. We covered Biden's lies. If you're just joining us, go back and check it out. The replay will be up. We're also on Amazon Music, Spotify, TuneIn, a bunch of other podcast networks. You can find us on YouTube and Twitter as well. Before we head back into what Carrie Lake did yesterday during her press conference regarding tackling election fraud head on, not caring that the Democrats are calling her an election denier, which, by the way, is a term that is totally flopping. Republicans don't care anymore. Call us ultra MAGA. Call us election deniers. Call us fascists. I mean, we have had countless names for us over the last 2 years. I can't even keep up with the nicknames. But the one thing that we can guarantee is they're not going to slow us down. And these nicknames come and go faster than any other dying policy that the Democrats try to put in place. I do want to tackle real quick before I show you the clip of Carrie Lake, a few comments, because I do appreciate you guys writing into the show. I appreciate you being on this live. It means a lot. I see hundreds of comments, hundreds of likes, and thank you, because without this engagement, we don't grow. So I appreciate that. So let me tackle some of these. I see some really good comments here. Danny Jarvis said, it's not a matter of will Democrats cheat. It's how and how much they'll cheat. You can bet your house they are going to cheat. It's the only hope for them. You know, I don't know what they're going to do exactly. I don't know what sneaky moves they have in their arsenal of lies and tricks leading up to the midterms. But Danny, I agree with you, which is why I'm glad Arizona judge ruled. If we want to watch those ballot boxes, it's our constitutional right to do so. Gary said, if his lips are moving, he's lying, referring to Biden. Absolutely. We call Biden out lying probably 6-7 times a day. After this live, we're going to get straight back on Biden. We'll have all the clips of him lying today for you all to see. It's just a guarantee. The guy lies more times than we can count per day. Dave Penn said, sounds good, but you watch and see if they don't count the ballots in the end. In the 2020 Pennsylvania election, they did away with a signature on the ballot 3 days before election day. This is what I'm talking about, Dave. Thank you for bringing this up. It's changing the statewide constitutional laws. That is why they're getting away with the cheating. So when we say cheating, some of us are referring to Dominion machines. Some of us are referring to mail-in ballot fraud. Some of us are referring to dead people voting. And some of us are referring to the fact that they're unconstitutionally changing their state laws, which to me is cheating. And that's something that I've spoke a lot on, especially immediately following the 2020 election. I said, well, hold on, wait a second. Even if we say, let's just for a second assume there was nothing wrong with Dominion. Let's assume that not a single dead person voted. Let's just assume that everything was squeaky clean in the 2020 presidential election, except for, and you can't debate this, you can't even argue us on this, because it's 100% fact. Let's say everything was sneaky clean, except for the states changing the laws right before the election, unconstitutionally changing laws, which garnered tens of thousands more votes for Joe Biden, which ultimately won him the election. Without that single critical element alone, Trump would still be president. So, Dave, I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you. That is a very, very good comment. Carol Nixon said, what's even scarier is he believes himself. Yes. And I think that's called dementia. To be honest, I don't know what Joe Biden believes anymore. I mean, we see clips of him about to jump off the edge of a stage. Kamala Harris deciding whether she's going to pull him back or not. We see Joe Biden shaking hands with ghosts, with nobody. Look at the clip of him asking where Jackie was. He knew Jackie was dead. He acknowledged the late Congresswoman death from the car accident, that very tragic and sad car accident, just 2 months before. And then he's giving out awards and he's asking, where's Jackie? Where's Jackie? Oh, yeah, that's right. Jackie's not going to be here today. The guy is so lost and so deranged that honestly, I don't even know if I think he knows what he's talking about. Carrie Lake over in Arizona. Carrie Lake is a female version of Donald Trump. She's just a bull in a china shop. She doesn't care what anybody thinks of her. She's not a career politician. And yesterday, she came out swinging, straight up calling anybody who doesn't believe that there's election fraud a conspiracy theorist. I thought that was a brilliant statement. Let's have a listen.
Elections, and I'm really pissed off about it. And I'm going to do something about it. So it is literally unconstitutional what they did. The truth is that Joe Biden did not win with 81 million votes. And if you believe he did, then you are the conspiracy theorist. We all know this in this room. We know that our election was rife with fraud, and we know what's going on. But what's going on in our elections is not going to be going on much longer, because we're going to get to the bottom of it.
And that's all Carrie Lake ever wanted to do, was just get to the bottom of it. That's all any of us, even Mitch McConnell. I did a live days after Fox called it and everybody else jumped on the bandwagon and called it for Biden. I did a live, and there's Mitch McConnell right there on the Senate floor, making it very clear if Trump wants to challenge the election, he has every right to do so. Then we saw Rhino Mitch take a 180, a totally drastic turn, after Democrats started brainwashing the American people that we were all conspiracy theorists. And the reason that it got this far, the reason that we've been painted as election deniers, far right radicals, is because nobody stood up to the Democrats. Nobody said, wait a second, we do need to get to the bottom of this. Well, Carrie Lake is now trying to get to the bottom of it. And the Democrats have jumped on her every last comment of trying to get to the bottom of what she believes was a 2020 presidential rigged election, calling her an election denier, calling her a Trumper, calling her an extremist. Has it hurt her in the polls? No. It's actually backfired. And now we see here Carrie Lake up in the polls against Democrat Katie Hobbs by 2.8 points. This is testament and should be testament to the rest of the Republican candidates across the country that it's okay to call the 2020 election rigged. It's okay to point out that Democrats changed the laws unconstitutionally. You can challenge the integrity of the election without losing points, because Carrie Lake is proving it. And when she wins November 8th, watch how fast we see courts and judges and Republican politicians across the country finally start to hear the hundreds of cases that they just tossed out the window 2 years ago. When people say you have no evidence, oh, we have evidence. We just weren't allowed our fair day in court, which is what really frustrated me more than anything. And it's frustrating Carrie Lake. We didn't even hear it out of Ted Cruz, who's pretty aggressive with his rhetoric as far as not caring what comes out of his mouth. We don't hear it from Ted Cruz. We don't hear it from the likes of Lee Zeldin. A lot of the Republican candidates just don't want to go down that route because they're scared to death of cancel culture. They're scared to death of being painted as a right-wing election denier. So they just say, you know what, we're not even going down that route, which is infuriating. millions of conservatives, tens of millions of conservatives who believe we have a problem. Carrie Lake didn't get up there and start ranting about the fact that Dominion machines are rigged or ranting about specifics. She just very elegantly said, we have a problem and we need to get to the bottom of it. Do I know the ins and outs of the problem? No, but I know we have a problem. And if more Republican politicians came out and just addressed that, guess what? The courts would have to actually address it. So they've been hiding behind the courts. They haven't wanted to tackle this issue, which is why we're still in this position. We the people need to take back our country. Yes, we do, Carol, and we're going to do it on November 8th, next week. Sandy said, ever notice when Biden gets his creepy whisper voice, it's usually the lie. Absolutely. It's astonishing to me that these people don't think we're going to call them out on their lies, because we do every single time. I'm going to pull up the comments cam now on the video that I just played for you all here on Patriot One News' fan page. If you guys haven't checked us out, go to Patriot One News. We've got all of your comments right here. Let's pull up a few of these comments because I'm very curious what to hear about what you all think as far as this election fraud situation. William said, yeah, why can't we just go up there with our voter ID cards? And that's what we have to prove, that we can vote American citizen. Why do we even get those? Yeah, ID, voter ID. It's very simple. Why can't we just use that? Don said, great job, Kerry. We support you 100%. Don't allow the left to intimidate and silence you. And I think that if Kerry just keeps doing this, I think if she just keeps trying to get to the bottom of this, because she's so tough and she's so strong and she's going to be great for Arizona. And we see that the polls say she's going to be good for Arizona, that I think others will follow. George says, the country knows what corruption the Democrats did and will show them how we feel. Red will take back the corruption and give Democrats what they deserve. A president that flat out lies about everything can't show us a single thing they have done to help our country. Rising inflation, raging border crisis. Just yesterday, and this was such an awful thing to see down at the border. I wrote about it this morning over on patriotnews.com. They're laughing at us. They are mocking us at the border. It's so bad that illegal immigrants are now storming the Texas border, waving their country's flags as they charge into our country. This is an invasion. This is no longer asylum seekers. This is not what asylum seekers look like. These are people who are ridiculing us. They're mocking us. They're waving their flags. And guess what? They're getting brave. And this is where things are going to go horribly wrong. 4.9 million illegal immigrants have come across our border. Hundreds of thousands who have snuck in and have stayed, and we will never find. Imagine what happens when the rest of the world gets the idea that America is weak, that America is soft at the border, that America won't retaliate with live rounds of ammunition. What's going to happen when 2, 3, 4 million of them decide to come at the same time and said, you know what? 10,000 Border Patrol agents can't stop us. We're going. This is how bad it is for our country. And we saw it yesterday when a massive group of illegal immigrants stormed the Texas border, waving Venezuelan flags, and attacked our own Border Patrol. Joe Biden's crisis is growing worse by the hour. massive groups of illegal migrants are now literally pushing the boundaries to see what they can get away with. According to Customs and Border Protection, a rogue group of dangerous migrants waving a Venezuelan flag attacked Border Patrol agents before being pushed back into the river as agents used crowd control measures. Why are we using crowd control measures? Why aren't we firing real rounds to protect our country? They're throwing rocks, harming our Border Patrol agents. Imagine if you try to throw a rock at the head of a police officer. They would open fire on you. That would be considered self-defense. So what you're telling me, Border Patrol, is you're willing to kill Americans for charging you, but you're just going to shoot illegal immigrants who aren't even American citizens. You're just going to fire rubber bullets at them, hoping that they push back into the river. That's what our government is telling us. I showed you a couple days ago an article in Arizona. The governor of Arizona is taking it upon himself to stack containers where border wall gaps are present. Biden said, take them down. You're trespassing on federal land. Governor fought back and said, what the hell are you talking about? Trespassing on federal land. How about the illegal citizens or the illegal immigrants that are trespassing on our land that storm the border every day? The Biden administration is deliberately and intentionally allowing this to happen. The incident, partially caught on video, saw a group of Venezuelan migrants crossing illegally into El Paso, Texas, as they waved the enormous flag. Agents can be seen pushing migrants back into the river while firing pepper balls near them to control the crowd. What's going to happen when millions show up? Are we going to be firing pepper spray in their directions? Are we going to be firing rubber bullets? Let's take a look. This is yesterday. Texas troopers chasing
another day, another chaotic migrants. Scene at the southern border. Texas troopers forced to give chase.
Hey! Hey!
This after a group of migrants bailed out of a vehicle during a human smuggling attempt, and this was hardly the only dangerous incident in that crisis. Bill Malusian's back live at the border, Eagle Pass, Texas today. And Bill, good morning.
Bill, good morning to you. The month of November starting off here at our southern border, just like every other month down here, with large groups crossing in the early morning hours. Take a look at our live Fox drone right now. This is the remnants of a group of 300 that just crossed illegally in Normandy, Texas this morning, a tiny little town on the outskirts of Eagle Pass. That group, almost all of them single adults. You can take a look at our drone video we shot earlier this morning to get the full scope of that group. Most of these people are coming in from countries that are not subject to Title 42, including Cuba and Venezuela. That means they will be processed and released into the United States, a majority of them at least. And Border Patrol describes a large group as 100 or more migrants. And in just this Del Rio sector alone, Border Patrol reports they have had more than 50 of these large groups just since October 1st. This video you're looking at from Normandy, the exact same spot where we had a group of 400 cross illegally on Sunday morning. Then take a look at this video out of El Paso, Texas yesterday. This was a clash between migrants crossing illegally into the El Paso area and Border Patrol agents. You'll see a large group of migrants, predominantly Venezuelans, crossing the river and entering the El Paso area, one of them carrying a very large Venezuelan flag. Then you're going to see a line of Border Patrol agents respond and push them back into the river. They are armed with paintball guns and they are firing pepper balls at them once they get into the water. Why are they doing that? CBP says one of the migrants assaulted a Border Patrol agent with a flagpole, and another migrant threw a rock at a Border Patrol agent and injured that agent. That is why they had to use those crowd control measures. This video is provided to us by an activist at the scene. She told us she did see a rock thrown at Border Patrol. CBP's Office of Professional Responsibility now investigating this incident. Lastly, take a look at this video we embedded with the Kinney County Sheriff's Department as they pulled over a speeding vehicle with paper plates. You guessed it. They take a look inside the vehicle. 8 illegal immigrants being smuggled inside by a female U.S. citizen. She was arrested and charged. And back out here live, law enforcement tells us they are starting to see a lot more U.S. citizens getting wrapped up in both drug smuggling and human smuggling as they are sucked in by the offer of quick, easy cash from these smugglers and cartels on social media.
Oh. What's interesting about this story is that it didn't just happen once. He just said, Bill Malugin, he's great. If you don't follow him on Twitter, Facebook. He covers a lot of the El Paso border. He pretty much videos every single border storm that we're encountering. 50 times since October has this happened. This isn't a one-off. You're not seeing this in the mainstream media. We're barely even seeing it on Fox. We see clips of it, but we don't see it plastered all over every day as breaking news. You won't hear this from CNN or the MSNBC. You won't see it on NPR or The Hill. 50 times since October 1st have they seen groups of hundreds attempt to storm the border. And what's interesting is that they're trying to sit there and justify why they had to use pepper balls. It's not like they opened fire with live rounds. It's almost as if they're apologizing. Sorry, we had to use pepper balls because somebody started throwing rocks and injuring border patrols. Are you freaking kidding me? You don't need to justify that or explain or feel bad about that. But that is what the Biden administration has done to this country. They've made our law enforcement regret or feel scared to death of controlling a situation. The Democrats have made our law enforcement feel afraid for their jobs, their lives. Don't you dare shoot a live round at anybody unless you absolutely know you're going to get killed first. I mean, how ridiculous. It's no wonder nobody wants to be a police officer. It's no wonder nobody wants to join our woke military. We see it every single day. What happened to tough America? What happened to get the hell out of our country? Or we're going to freaking shoot you for trespassing. As an American citizen, if you trespass on my property and I tell you to leave and you don't leave, I get to shoot you. Now, I don't condone violence, but guess what? It's our right. It's our amendment. It's our Second Amendment right to be able to defend ourselves. So why can't law enforcement exercise that same Second Amendment right? Why can't our Border Patrol agents exercise their Second Amendment right? How am I, as a private citizen, allowed to be and feel safer than law enforcement agents, than Border Patrol agents, than our own damn military? It's a huge problem we have here in the United States. And if somebody doesn't do something, if we don't take back the House, if we don't take back the Senate in 6 days, and we don't make Joe Biden a lame duck president, it's going to get a lot worse. We're going to see a lot more of these videos. We're going to see a lot more cheating. We need to take it back. Thanks for joining me today. See you tomorrow, 12 o'clock.